small city nestled in northeastern Maryland. A perfect location between Baltimore and Philadelphia. This city of 15,000 people is the hometown of one of the most notable players in the history of baseball.
Swing it!
This week, we showcase the best youth baseball athletes from around the world in the Cal Ripken World Series. Live streaming coverage is powered by Giant, Big League Chew, and Visit Baltimore. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And welcome to opening night at the Cal Ripken World Series here in Aberdeen. Beautiful evening. A little warm, but not as bad as it's been around these parts in recent weeks. Glenn Clark with you for our first game of the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. As tonight, the hosts from Harford County take on the team, the champions of the Middle Atlantic from Marlton, New Jersey. And so glad to have you with us here on SFMSports.net as we prepare for another year of the best 12-year-old baseball there is to offer over the course of the next 8 days. We will have every game from here at Cal Seniors Yard, in addition to games elsewhere here at the Ripken Complex, a beautiful facility here in Aberdeen. And we are hopeful that you will join us for as many of those as possible. If you cannot make it out here to Aberdeen to attend the games yourself at this incredible facility. Tonight, as we mentioned, the hosts from Harford County, the Hickory Hornets, their third straight appearance. Not the same team, obviously, but the same youth baseball group representing Harford County. They are back again this year, and they will take on those champs in the Middle Atlantic from Marlton, New Jersey. Let's join our PA announcer and hear our starting lineups for tonight's game.
The substitutes, number 4, Ryan Furman. And number 12, Josh Free. And now for the starting lineup, leading off the second baseman, number 9, Ethan Stith. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Colby Reynolds. Batting third, first baseman, number 5, Blake Morgan. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 10, Aaron Bergstrom. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 8, Zach Wiener. Batting sixth, the starting pitcher, number 15, Jackson Edelman. Batting 7th, third baseman, number 2, Adrian Hernandez. Batting 8th, the center fielder, number 11, Chris Bonifiglia. Batting 9th, the extra player, number 14, Colin Griffin. And batting 10th, the left fielder, number 6, Blake Weinstein. Middle Atlantic is managed by Rob Reynolds. Ladies and gentlemen, the Middle Atlantic Regional Champions from Marlton, New Jersey. And now for the designated home team, the Harford County Champions from Hickory, Maryland. The bat boy, Luke Howard. Assistant coaches, Joe McElhaney and Dan Frezza. The bench players, number 10, Joe DePino. And number 4, Patrick Schroes. The starting lineup for Harford County, leading off the center fielder, number 8, Lucas Frezza. Batting second, the catcher, number 12, Nick Kochimsky. Batting third, third baseman, number 13, Brendan Pertel. Batting fourth, the starting pitcher, number 7, Cody Turek. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 25, Parker McElhaney. Batting sixth, shortstop, number 17, Matt Archibald. batting seventh, the extra player, number 15, Kyle Fall. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 2, Patrick Howard. Batting ninth, right fielder, number 3, Ryan Miller. Batting 10th, left fielder, number 5, Jonah Gujenik. Ladies and gentlemen, the manager of Harvard County, Dave Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, the Harvard County champions from Hickory, Maryland. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and for gentlemen to remove your hats as we welcome Miss Maryland, Hannah Brewer, who will sing her rendition of our Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, set us that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League expresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth League sportsmanship code this evening and representing Harford County is number 4, Patrick Strodes.
The sportsmanship code of Babe Ruth League: develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of a respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Thank you. All right, fans, there is now one thing left to do. Middle Atlantic, are you ready? Yeah. Harford County, are you ready? All right, let's play ball.
There you have it, the pomp and circumstance surrounding opening night here at the Cal Ripken World Series. We've got the first game of the event coming up next. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out the garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And indeed, we are just moments away from the first game of this year's tournament as the champions of Harford County, the hosts here at the Cal Ripken World Series, take on the champions of the Middle Atlantic. Glenn Clark with you here on night one. 18 teams have come to Aberdeen, all looking to become U.S. or international champions, then ultimately becoming the champions of the world. And it's quite possible that even the team from Harford County this year, the Hickory Hornets, could end up being that team. Both these teams that we're going to see tonight are teams with history of playing together. The Hickory Hornets have been together since they were 7 years old. The Marlton Reds, the champions of the Middle Atlantic, and that's what we'll refer to them throughout the course of tonight and throughout the course of the next 8 days. They have been playing together for a few years. In fact, as 10-year-olds, they were champions of the Cal Ripken World Series then. Obviously not an event here in Aberdeen, not the big Cal Ripken World Series, but the Cal Ripken League World Series at the time. That is what they won the championship for. So teams that are familiar, been playing together for a while, and they get together here tonight on the opening night at the Cal Ripken World Series. Setting up defensively for Harford County on the mound to start the game, Cody Kurek. Then behind the plate, Nick Kupchinski from the infield, first to third. Parker McElhaney is at first. At second base, Patrick Howard. At short, Matt Archibald. And at third base, Brendan Pertel. And then in the outfield, from left to right, Jonah Vucenic. In center field, it's Lucas Frezen, and right field, Ryan Miller. The extra player is Kyle Ball. And resetting the lineup tonight for the Middle Atlantic champions, leading off, second baseman Ethan Stith. Batting second, the catcher Colby Reynolds. Batting third, the first baseman Blake Morgan. Batting cleanup, the shortstop Aaron Bergstrom. Batting fifth, the right fielder Zach Wiener. Batting sixth, the pitcher Jackson Edelman. Batting seventh, the third baseman Adrian Hernandez. Batting eighth, the center fielder Chris Bonafiglia. Batting ninth, the extra player Colin Griffin. And batting tenth, the left fielder Blake Weinstein. And we are just about ready to go. Digging in, Ethan Stith, right-handed hitting second baseman, and faces the left-handed pitcher. And we are officially underway here in Aberdeen at the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series with a strike right down the middle of the plate to kick things off from Cody Kurek. Kurek working quickly, already kicks, delivers. 0-1 pitch, a little bit inside, and so the count will even up at one apiece. No wind whatsoever as we take a look at the flags out in dead center field. Not moving at all. Kurek with the 1-1. That one swung on and missed. Good cut. That pitch a little bit off the outside portion of the plate. Stith didn't catch up with it, and so count goes to 1-2. Kurek moving quickly delivers the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be fouled off down the right field side, and that one's going to get back out of play. And Stith will stay alive in this count. First game for both teams here in Aberdeen. Kurek comes set, kicks and delivers. And that one popped back foul near us, off to the right. Well out of play. And so staying alive, battling here is Stith. As this will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up from Kurek. Kurek, that one, a little bit of an Ephus pitch. Up and away, and the count will even up at two apiece. So good battle being shown by the leadoff hitter, Ethan Stith, trying to work his way on base and draw first blood. Stith swings at that one. He's going to foul it off again. First base side, well out of play. So the count will stay at 2-2. Since he's gotten the two strikes, he's fouled off three pitches to stay alive in this at-bat. Now pitch number 8 of the opening bat at-bat on the way. Fouled off again. Right side, back behind home plate. Stith not giving in this first at bat. Get your way to the Cal Ripken World Series. You want to make it count. These Marlton Reds hosted the Mid-Atlantic Regional Tournament. Won it to get here. That pitch just inside, a little bit low maybe. So the count has gone full, 3-2. So already, first batter of the game, 10th pitch on the way from Cody Kurek. Full count, payoff pitch. Ooh, that one was low, and so drawing the walk is Ethan Stith, and he earned that one. Well, that pitch, pretty good down the middle, just a bit low. And so Stith will be on here with a leadoff walk in the first inning. And we like to see runners moving here in Aberdeen. Stith, delayed run. Now the throw down to second on a bounce. It's going to get away. Stith's into second with a stolen base. So just like that, Kupchinski didn't know if Stith was going to go. It was a delay. Pitch was a strike. And Stith indeed takes second base. So runner in scoring position already with nobody down here in the first inning. Kurek is going to have to settle in. Colby Reynolds, right-handed hitting catcher at the plate. Not running this time as Reynolds swings and misses. So quickly, 0-2 hole. After Reynolds, Blake Morgan due up next. Stith at second with nobody out. Kurek delivers that one inside, and ooh, just went a little too far to Colby Reynolds. He thought he laid off it. Umpire says, no, not the case. So first strikeout of the game for Kurek, and now that brings up the left-handed hitting Blake Morgan. Still a runner at second base as the first pitch took something off of it. High and away, counts 1-0. Stith out there on second after drawing the walk and stealing a base. One down here in the top of the first inning. 1-0 pitch gets the outside corner, evens up the count at one apiece. We are perched atop Cal Senior's yard here in Aberdeen. Great crowd on hand. Some great opening ceremonies. And now they got the runner hung up between second and third base, giving chase, and they're going to miss the tag, but still have him in great shape. And finally, applying the tag at third base to record the out. Great job done by Kurek to turn around and catch Stith between second and third, and then just a simple rundown from there. And we have two outs now in the top of the first. Blake Morgan still up, 1-1 the count. Now nobody on base. And pitch again just gets the outside corner, and so the count goes to 1-2. So the leadoff batter reached, got to second base. But a great chance now with one pitch for Kurek to get out of the jam, and that's exactly what he'll do as he gets Morgan swinging. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Right now, after the first half of an inning, Middle Atlantic 0, Harford County coming up. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played on Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the post-game archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
And we are back here at Cal Senior's Yard. It's the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Glenn Clark with you is getting out a little bit of a jam in the top of the first inning. Was Harford County pitcher Cody Kurek. Now Jackson Edelman, the right-handed pitcher for the Middle Atlantic champs from Marlton, New Jersey, goes to work. He'll face Lucas Frezza, Nick Kupchinski, and Brendan Pertell here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch on the way. It's up high. Ball one to Lucas Frezza. cool thing for these kids from Harford County. They're here. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one drilled towards left field. It's over the head of the left fielder. It's going to keep going all the way up against the wall. Frezza with the turn. He's going to get into second base with the slide. Leadoff double from Lucas Frezza. What a way to start the Cal Ripken World Series for the hosts from Harford County. As I was saying, a lot of these players have come to games here at Cal Seniors Yard over the years with their friends, some of them their family members, participating as the same Hickory Hornets program has produced the Harford County champions over the last few years. So they've been itching to get their chance to play here in the front of this atmosphere. Kapczynski drives it to center field, but that one actually got under a little bit, and now it actually is going to be only at second base, where Stith will haul that one in for out number one. First pitch swinging. Kapczynski thought he got more of that one, but it just hung up for out number one, and that'll bring up the third baseman, Brendan Pertell. Runner still at second base, Frezza. Frezza, the son of Coach Don Frezza. And that one grounded towards short, so no movement for the runner. And that one, the throw is going to get away from the first baseman, Morgan. Bergstrom just a little bit too much on that throw, and so reaching first will be Brendan Pertell, and taking third on the throw will be Frezza. So now first and third with one down. And instead of having just that runner on second with two outs, a little bit more work now for Jackson Edelman to have to do to get out of this. And that brings up the left-handed hitting pitcher, Cody Kurek, cleanup hitter for this team. Frezza on third, Pertell on first. See if maybe they'll send Pertell to try to get out of a double play situation. Kurek, left-handed hitter, right-hander Edelman. Runner does indeed go. Throw down, not in time to get Pertell. Reynolds with a good throw. It was on target, just not quite kicking on quick enough, so Pertell will steal second base. And now two runners in scoring position with just one down. The pitch was a strike, so the count is 0-1. Edelman kicks, delivers. That one well outside. Reynolds has to sort of sprawl to his left. I'm going to make sure that one doesn't get away and possibly bring in the first run of this tournament. Counts 1-1. Costly error, but they just got to move past it. That's part of the game. And that one gets just enough of the plate for strike two. 1-2 the count. Be a big spot here for Edelman to record a strikeout. And he tries to coax Kurek into swinging at something well outside. He's not going to do it, and the count evens up at two apiece. Parker McElhaney due up next. Kurek fouls that one off. Well back behind to the left. So he stays alive in the count. 2-2. Frezza on third. Pertell on second. One down. 2-2 pitch on the way from Edelman. And that one just misses the outside corner. And the count goes full at 3-2. So big pitch here early on in this one for Edelman. Kicks, delivers, just getting a piece of that to foul it off as Kurek just managed to make contact. So that's two foul balls here in this at bat since it's gone to two strikes. Kurek now set to see the eighth pitch of the at bat from Edelman. Edelman delivers, Kurek too much. Just went too far with that swing, and it's going to be a strikeout swinging for Edelman, his first of the game. And that'll bring up Parker McElhaney. Now with two down, he's going to need a base hit or something funky to happen in order to bring in these runners in scoring position. First pitch well outside. McElhaney lays off of it. Count the 1-0. McElhaney, the son of Coach Joe McElhaney, and the brother of Garrett McElhaney, who had such a great Cal Ripken World Series a couple years ago. That one just does get the outside portion of the plate. The count goes to 1-1. Garrett McElhaney played in 2014 for the Harford County Champs, batted .667. That one off the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Set the Cal Ripken World Series record for the most consecutive hits. He was the U.S. batting champion that year, named the All-Cal Ripken World Series team. 2-1 pitch well outside. Count goes to 3-1. Parker McElhaney The right-handed hitting first baseman was a bat boy for that team that made it all the way to the U.S. Championship game. 3-1 pitch on the way from Edelman, well outside, and they didn't give McElhaney much to work with there as he draws the walk, and the bases will now be loaded here in the bottom of the first inning as shortstop Matt Archibald comes to the plate. Nowhere to put him. Have some sort of action right here with two down, the bases loaded. Jackson Edelman delivers. That one does get the outside portion of the plate. Counts 0-1. Middle Atlantic had their opportunity in the top of the first inning. 0-1 pitch down. So the count evens up at one apiece. Got a runner to second base with nobody out. But he was picked off. Now they're trying to fight out of this. 1-1 pitch driven towards right field. Moving back is Wiener. He gets underneath it. He makes the catch. And so, dangerous bottom of the first inning. No runs, one hit, three left on at the end of one. It is scoreless between the Middle Atlantic and Harford County. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Glenn Clark with you here at Cal Seniors Yard. We move to the top of the second inning. Due up for the Middle Atlantic, Aaron Bergstrom, Zach Wiener, and Jackson Edelman facing Cody Couric. Couric's first pitch to Bergstrom gets the inside portion of the plate. And the count is 0-1. Scoreless game. Both teams had chances in the first. Both pitchers able to survive, runners in scoring position. The big cut at a pitch that Couric took a lot off of the right-handed hitter, and that's strike two. Cool thing for Bergstrom, while he is from New Jersey, South Jersey is where you find Marlton. A lot of Phillies fans on this roster. His favorite team, actually the Baltimore Orioles. Just gets a piece of that one, and they're going to say, no, he didn't get a piece of it, so he's going to run it out, and that will end up being a strikeout. Bergstrom offered it. I thought maybe he got a bit of it, but instead the ball just got away from the catcher Kupchinski. He fired down to McElhaney to record the out. It's the third strikeout already for Cody Couric here in his first game at the Cal Ripken World Series, and that'll bring up the right-handed hitting right fielder, Zach Wiener. First pitch to Wiener, and he just gets a piece of it down to third base. Pertel up with it. He fires over. And just like that, two up and two down here in the top of the second. And so now a pitcher-pitcher matchup is Jackson Edelman, the starting pitcher for the Middle Atlantic. Wears number 15, right-handed hitter. He'll step into the box to face Cody Couric, left-handed pitcher. Couric comes set, working quickly. He delivers, first pitch swinging, big cut, but Edelman can't catch up with it. The count's 0-1. As I was saying about Bergstrom, not only his favorite team, the Baltimore Orioles, his favorite player, Manny Machado. It's got to be cool to be playing here in Aberdeen with so much Orioles-related stuff nearby. Orioles minor league affiliate, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, play right next door at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, playing a doubleheader tonight. Pitch on the way. Inside and low, ball one. If Edelman can reach, due up next to be the third baseman, Adrian Hernandez. So that was actually ball two, the count 2-1, and that one high and tight, so the count goes to 3-1. Good hitter's count here for Edelman. Carrick walked the first batter he faced, Ethan Stith, after a long battle. Has retired four straight since then. But that one is going to be a walk as well, as that pitch just inside. And so Edelman reaches here to keep the second inning going. And that'll bring up Adrian Hernandez. Smaller third baseman. Another right-handed hitter. Digs in. Edelman on first. We've seen runners go basically every time they've reached so far in this game. His first pitch from Carrick, well inside, ball one. That went up on the board as a strike. I can't imagine it was, but I apologize if I was wrong. Maybe it did get a little bit of the plate. Big cut from Hernandez. Guess that was a strike, that first pitch. So that's strike two. 0-2 the count. Carrick with a chance for his fourth strikeout. Get out of this, but that one's going to get away. Kepchinski goes back and gets it, but not in time, as Edelman will scamper down to second base and get a runner in scoring position here with two down on the top of the second inning. Edelman takes his lead. Now a base hit from Hernandez could perhaps put the Middle Atlantic on top. That pitch fouled away down the right field side. So Hernandez stays alive in this at bat. If he can reach, center fielder Chris Bonifiglia would be due up next. Scoreless game, second inning. Pitch just gets enough of the plate for strike three. So a strikeout looking for Hernandez. No runs, no hits, one left. We'll move to the bottom of the second inning. Middle Atlantic, Harford County still scoreless. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get
folks,
it done.
I'm the extra crispy colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played on Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the post-game archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Cal Ball, Patrick Howard, Ryan Miller due up here in the bottom of the second inning for Harford County. Scoreless game between the hosts of this tournament and the champions of the Middle Atlantic. Second inning of work for pitcher Jackson Edelman. He loaded up the bases in the first, but was able to get out of it with a fly ball off the bat of Matt Archibald that was caught in right field. So he survived that dangerous bottom of the first. Cal Ball, the extra player. He'll dig in, right-handed hitter. Face Edelman, the right-handed pitcher. Harford County tries again to get on the board first here at the Cal Ripken World Series. As the sun has continued to go down, we've seen some more fans hang around, a lot of the kids participating in this year's tournament. First pitch up high for ball one. No one else in action today, but plenty of action tomorrow. Four games here at Cal Seniors Yard, three more at Nationals Field. We'll have them all for you on SFMSports.net. Pitch high and in for ball two. So a lot of the kids enjoying their night off by taking this game in. That pitch well inside for ball three. And many of the host families hanging out with those kids who are here to participate in the Cal Ripken World Series. 3-0 the count on ball. This Harford County team, as I mentioned, has been playing together since the age of 7. 3-0 pitch, gets the outside portion of the plate. So the count goes to 3-1. Ball thought that one was, no pun intended, a ball. Cal Ball, big cut there. So the count will go full at 3-2 as he can't catch up with the heat from Jackson Edelman. When they were 7, they're actually playing against 8-year-olds. And their coaches believe they learned a lot as Kyle Ball will take strike three. Great job by Edelman to battle back into that count. Throw three straight strikes to set down Kyle Ball. Edelman's second strike out of the game. Brings up the right-handed hitting second baseman, Patrick Howard. The coaching staff said they learned a lot from some of the defeats they suffered. First pitch, strike looking for Howard. As 7-year-olds playing against 8-year-olds, and that really set into motion this group that now comes together as 12-year-olds participating in the Cal Ripken World Series. Swung on a miss, 0-2 the count now, as Edelman had delivered until that one that was well outside. 5 straight strikes, but now the count 1-2. Edelman settles in, 1-2 pitch on the way, and just reaching out to get a piece of that one, popping it up. Ooh, could not come up with it. Could the catcher, Colby Reynolds, and get the mask off very quickly to give chase for that one? Is that one just tapped by Patrick Howard? Fought it off. Reynolds had a chance but couldn't find it before the ball hit the turf. And so the count will remain 1-2 here with one down in the bottom of the second inning. Edelman steps away to allow Reynolds to get his gear back on and get comfortable again behind the plate. Now he will climb back up here on the Cal Seniors Yard Hill. Great condition this whole facility is in for this showcase event here in Aberdeen. 1-2 pitch, cannot get the outside corner on that one. So the count evens up at 2 apiece. Not delivering again. Edelman, that one chopped towards short, waiting for it and coming up with a throw and firing over to first to get the out. The shortstop, Aaron Bergstrom. So now 2 down here in the bottom of the second inning with nobody on. Right fielder, Ryan Miller. Right-handed hitter facing the right-handed pitcher, Edelman. First pitch, low and away for ball one. This team from Harford County participated in the tournament in Cooperstown last month. Reached the final eight. That one tapped down the third base line, but foul. Count evens up at 1 apiece. Finished undefeated in pool play. Got all the way to the final eight. Ended up losing a tough series to a team from Las Vegas. So the last action they saw after going 25-16 this season, beating the Bel Air Braves to reach the Cal Ripken World Series. Slow roller to second base, up with it and firing over just in time. Nice play by Ethan Stith as the Harford County Hickory Hornets go 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll head to the third, still scoreless. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
What's better than having Sprint, America's fastest network? Saving 50% on most national carrier rates. What's even better than that? Switching to Sprint, buying a 64 or 128 gig iPhone 6S, and getting iPhone 6S of equal or lesser value free when you add a second line. Plus, try us out for 30 days. If you're not satisfied, return your phone and we'll refund your money. It doesn't get any better than that. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/halfprice, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid port and must choose from port and carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2, 5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mo Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. $31.25 a month, 64 gigabytes or $35.42 for 128 gigabytes for 24-month installment. Second phone free after monthly credit. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Fastest based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We head to the top of the third inning, still scoreless between Harford County and Middle Atlantic here at Cal Seniors Yard. Cody Keurig digs in and delivers the first pitch to Chris Bonifiglia. It's in and up, so that's ball one. Bonifiglia, the extra player Colin Griffin, and Blake Weinstein do up here in the top of the third. Still a scoreless game. Glenn Clark with you from Aberdeen. That pitch driven towards center field on his horse and giving chase. Not going to get there to the center fielder, Frezza. And that one gets down and will go out of play for a ground rule double. Bonifiglia leads off the third with a shot to left center field. Bounced on the turf and all the way up over the wall. And that, for Middle Atlantic, is the first hit of the game. They had two base runners via a walk, but that's the first hit the Keurig has allowed here in this game, and it puts a runner in scoring position for the extra player, Colin Griffin, another right-handed hitter against the left-handed pitcher. And first pitch swinging, fouled off, first base side, out of play, counts 0-1. Interesting to see now for Keurig how that affects him. He did have that leadoff runner at second base back in the first inning when Ethan Stith walked and then stole second. He responded by striking out the next two batters and mixed in a pickoff to prevent any damage. 0-1 pitch in the outside corner for strike two. So a chance for him to maybe go right back to work of getting those strikeouts in big spots. He looks the runner back to second base, and Bonifiglia does indeed get back. 0-2 the count. Keurig digs in. He delivers. Griffin pops it up right side. That one's going to get out of play. Right field. So he'll stay alive in this at bat. Blake Weinstein due up after Griffin. Scoreless game. One hit for both teams. One error from Marlton, the Middle Atlantic champs. Both teams looking for the first run here at the Cal Ripken World Series. That one sent out on a line to center field. Giving chase, not going to get it as Frezik gets over him. That's going to bring the run home. He'll fire it back in quickly, but a double to right center field for Colin Griffin, and back-to-back doubles have given the Middle Atlantic champions that first advantage here at the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. They take a 1-0 lead with Bonifiglia coming in to score. Colin Griffin with the RBI double to right center field. Just stuck the bat out and the ball kept carrying, as we've seen the center fielders playing in to the deepest part in left center field. It's 263. That one got over the glove of Frezza. First pitch swinging from Weinstein, the left-handed hitting left fielder. He fouls it off. So the count's 0-1. Bonifiglia scores the first run of the tournament. Griffin picks up the first RBI of this year's tournament, and the Middle Atlantic champs are on top, 1-0. Turning and throwing that back to second was Keurig, as the shortstop Archibald came over, but sliding back in time was Griffin. So he remains in scoring position with nobody down. Top of the lineup due up next. Weinstein swings over top of the 0-1 pitch, and so the count is 0-2. Back-to-back doubles to lead off the third inning. Middle Atlantic champs on top, 1-0. 0-2 pitch inside and low. So the count is now 1-2. And as I mentioned, due up next, Ethan Stith, the leadoff hitter for these Marlton Reds. Keurig digs in, fires, and gets a big swing there from Weinstein to record the strikeout. Pitch that was a little up and away for Keurig. Did allow that run, but that's his fifth strikeout already. They're just in the third inning, and that does indeed take us to the top of the order. Second baseman Ethan Stith still has Griffin out at second with just one down. First pitch in low, so the count is 1-0. Stith walked quite the battle back in the first inning, 10-pitch walk. He takes that one a little bit high down the middle, but it's ball two. He stole second base, but then he was caught between second and third, picked off to erase any threat in the first. Takes again. That one's right down the middle, so the count's 2-1. Griffin with the RBI double to right center field has a 3- or 4-step lead. Keurig spins back off the mound, looking back in, and Griffin's got a dive. There was no one there to field the throw. Had it come in, Archibald was starting back to second. 2-1 pitch sent towards right field, giving chase is Miller. He gets underneath it and makes the catch. Runner's going to tag and now go. throw it over to third, but not in time as Griffin's able to get there. So he'll be just feet away from home plate as Colby Reynolds comes up. Reynolds struck out swinging back in the first, the right-handed hitting catcher. Keurig with a chance to get out of the inning, only allowing the one run. Keep this a one-run game going to the bottom of the third, and Keurig's going to throw back to second to make sure the runner didn't leave early, but it was actually a delayed go from Griffin. So an easy call for the umpire at second base. We got four umpires working this tonight. Say nope. He waited. So Griffin's on third. Now if the ball maybe gets away from the catcher, a chance to score without the hit. Big cut from Colby Reynolds. Can't catch up with it. Strike one. Keurig trying to put those back-to-back doubles behind him. Get out of the jam. Give his team an opportunity to work back into this opening game of the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Changeup inside. Count evens up at one apiece. If Reynolds can reach, Blake Morgan would be due up next. Keurig, a pitch fouled off. Good contact from Colby Reynolds. Count goes to 1-2. Keurig already with 5 strikeouts, a chance to get a 6th. And get out of this jam here in the top of the third inning. Keurig comes set. Now he steps off. Time requested by Colby Reynolds. And granted, he steps out of the box. Now he'll come right back in. 1-2 the count. Keurig delivers. Just getting a little bit of that one right back to the pitcher was Colby Reynolds, and Keurig fielded it easily coming off the mound, tosses it over to first base to get out number 3. But one run on 2 hits here in the top of the third inning, and Middle Atlantic is on the board first. They lead 1-0. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out the garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
And we are at Cal Senior's Yard. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Jonah Vujinic due up, the number 10 batter. And then the top of the order, Lucas Frezza and Nick Kaczynski for Harford County. Trailing now 1-0. After the back-to-back doubles in the top of the third, plated a run for Middle Atlantic. Colin Griffin driving in Chris Bonifiglia to put them on top here in the opening game of the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Glad that you are with us. 8 days of great baseball action here in Harford County. Just this game tonight, and then 7 games tomorrow. The international competition gets underway. First game of the day at 12:30 between Puerto Rico and Korea. Vujinic, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Might be Vujinic. I apologize for that. He takes ball one up high. Counts 1-0. Working quickly. Jackson Edelman. That one right down the middle. The count goes to 1-1. Edelman found himself in a world of trouble in the first inning, has really settled down since then. And pitch outside and low for ball two. Has retired the last 4 batters that he's faced coming into the bottom of the third. 2-1 pitch on the way, swung on a missed. So we're even up again at two apiece. Vajanich digs in. Coming set, Edelman. And Vajanich able to foul that one off. Right side on the ground towards the home dugout of the Harford County champions. The count remains two apiece. 2-2 pitch again from Edelman, and Vajanich does the exact same thing, fouling it towards his teammates in that first base side dugout. We see some more kids gathering out on the hill in right center field, hoping to catch a home run ball here. 2-2 pitch up high, so the count goes full at 3-2. We did have a ground rule double in the top of the third, leave the playing field. And that pitch, low and away. And so working that after falling behind in the count was Vujanic to draw the walk. And we've got a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the third inning. And for Edelman, that's the second walk that he's allowed in this game. Vujanic gets the throw over as Lucas Frezza comes to the plate. Right-handed hitting center fielder. He doubled to left field to lead off the game, did not waste time, offered at the first pitch, and got into scoring position. Vujanich dives back in, two throws over from Edelman, as he clearly expects the left fielder to be running here. Frezza, waiting for the first pitch. Now it comes, Vujanich not going as that pitch is down and away, perhaps a little bit of a pitch out. Counts 1-0. Mentioned last inning, we have seen most runners to reach first base attempt to steal second in this game. 1-0 pitch, and that one right back up through the middle, and actually it slowed down, and now on a delay, the shortstop Bergstrom is able to make the play and get the out. No, they're going to say safe. They're going to say safe. Vujanic got into second behind the play as the ball appeared to be hit a little bit harder than it was. It really slowed down in the middle of the infield. Bergstrom picked it up, fired over, thought maybe he got it there in time, but no. So that'll be an infield hit for Frezza. Second hit of the game. He's now 2-for-2, and it brings up Kupchinski, the right-handed hitting catcher, who takes ball one with two runners on now and nobody down. Another big opportunity here for Harford County. So Vujanich now on second, Frezza on first after beating that one out. Speedy leadoff hitter. See if maybe they try a double steal. They got the heart of the order coming up for Harford County, and now Reynolds is going to come out and chat with his pitcher. Actually, the first baseman Morgan and the second baseman Stith are going to come over and join the conversation as well. It's a quick chat. We're just talking about strategy should there be a double steal attempt. Edelman retreats the mound. 1-0 count on Kupchinski. He popped out to second base back in the first inning. Trying to deliver tying run here in the bottom of the third. Edelman will throw it back over to first. Actually, that was a strange... I don't know. It's going to be called a balk. Okay. So Edelman did not throw it over. It's hard to describe exactly what happened here. Edelman looked over to first, did not throw the ball, and then just kind of flipped it out of his hand in the direction of first base. It was called a balk, and so now Vujanich goes to third, Frezza to second base, two runners in scoring position, 1-0 count for Kupchinski. Kupchinski takes that one low and away, and Edelman's in a tough spot here where he appears to be rattled. There's nowhere for the runners to go. He's just got to worry about the batter at the plate. 2-0 the count as he delivers. Up and away. The count's now 3-0 to Kupchinski. Third baseman Brendan Pertel due up next. 3-0 pitch. Big cut. Green light for Kupchinski. Could not catch up with it. So now the count is 3-1. Kupchinski was thinking about driving that one out of the ballpark. 3-1 pitch up and away. And so Kupchinski works the walk. And the bases are now loaded for the second time in this game for Harford County. Back in the first, they had the bases loaded, but it was with two outs. And Edelman was able to get out of it. Now we have a meeting at the mound, and we'll see if Edelman, and it looks like indeed, Edelman is going to be replaced. Well, he seems frustrated, but no official word just yet. as to what the strategy is here. Head coach Rob Reynolds for the Middle Atlantic Champions, father of catcher Colby Reynolds. He's assisted by Joe Morgan and Mark Bergstrom. And quite the jam here with nobody out. Vujanic on third, Frezza on second, Kupchinski on first. And it looks like Edelman remains on the mound. So a meeting at the mound, conversation, maybe just trying to settle down. It's a young pitcher. Edelman remains in. Brendan Pertel reached on an error by the shortstop Bergstrom back in the first. Stole a base after that, and he takes a big cut there at the first pitch. Can't get it, so the count's 0-1. Pertel, right-handed hitting third baseman. Big spot, and he swings at another one. That one was out of the zone, so the count's now 0-2. So for Edelman, he started this at bat exactly the way that he wants. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one well off the plate. Trying to see if he can't fish for Pertel to swing at that one. Couldn't get him, so the count's 1-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. That one sent towards center field. Bonifiglia going back. He makes the catch. The runners have to get back. And now delayed, thinking about coming in, but ultimately making the better decision is Vujanic to dive back into third base. And so that one hit really hard off the bat of Pertel, but Bonifiglia got back to it. Vujanic was off third base thinking about coming home, so he had to scramble back and then thought again about trying to come into the plate as the throw came into second base, but thought better of it. Now Cody Kurek digs in with one out. Bases remain loaded. Left-handed hitting pitcher takes ball one. Easy to say that perhaps Vujanic should have been thinking about tagging the entire way there, but that ball was hit quite hard. As that pitch right down the middle, the count evens up at one apiece. Kurek struck out swinging back in the first and takes the 1-1 pitch off the plate. Outside, ball two. 2-1 the count. Parker McElhaney due up next. 2-1 pitch, swung on a miss from Kurek. So Edelman, who loaded up the bases, gets a big out. And this one could be even bigger. He can finish off Cody Kurek here. 2-2 the count, bases loaded, one down at the bottom of the third. That pitch fouled off left side by Kurek. So he stays alive in this at bat. Edelman comes set, kicks, delivers, and that one driven towards center field. It keeps going. Bonifiglia chasing back. He's not going to get it. It is out, and we've got a grand slam. Cody Kurek. What a moment. His first game at the Cal Ripken World Series. He goes salami style. Harford County takes a 4-1 advantage here in the bottom of the third. What a moment for Cody Kurek. Four RBI. Drives in Kupchinski, Frezza, and Vujanic ahead of him. Big drama. Big moment. Harford County now with the 4-1 lead on the third hit of the game, the first home run of the tournament. And you can see the frustration on the face of Jackson Edelman as he walks off the mound after allowing that grand slam. What a big blast. Straightaway center field. Bonifiglia gave chase, but it just kept carrying. Carried right out of the ballpark. Cody Kurek, what a moment. He's been very good on the mound, and he helps his own cause with the grand slam. Now, Parker McElhaney, right-handed hitting pitcher, right-handed hitting first baseman, takes ball one. Edelman remains on the mound for Middle Atlantic. And McElhaney with the big cut there, can't get it, so the count evens up at one apiece. Bases empty following the grand slam. McElhaney grounds it towards first base, laying down Morgan, able to come up with that one. And he just takes it to the bag himself to record the out. Hard hit ball. Morgan just got down quickly to his right in order to get it. And then he gets up and records the out. And that brings up Matt Archibald now. Two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Archibald thought that one was maybe a little bit up high, but it's called strike one. And that pitch off the outside corner. So the count evens up at one apiece. If Archibald can reach, Kyle Ball would be due up next. Edelman delivers, just getting a piece of that one and fouling it off is Archibald, the right-handed hitting shortstop. Hartford County now on top 4-1, trying to make a statement here on opening night. Cody Kirik making quite the personal statement with that incredible grand slam. That ball bounces in and gets away from the catcher. So the count evens up at 2-2. Excitement of the moment. Hartford County still has work to do after getting this big 4-1 lead. 2-2 pitch. Grounded towards short. Bergstrom up with it, and he fires it over to get the third out, but not before the damage is done. Four runs on two hits. The big blast. A grand slam off the bat of Cody Kirik. And at the end of three, Hartford County now leads 4-1. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready and store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
And big turn in the bottom of the third inning. Dramatic moment as Cody Kirik delivers the grand slam to put Hartford County on top 4-1 as we head to the top of the fourth here at Cal Senior's Yard. And it looks like maybe change, and we'll see if we can't figure out what the change was. 4-3. I know what you're trying to tell me. I'm going to figure it out as we go along. 4-3. We're going to figure that right now. Does that just mean the second baseman and first baseman flip spots? No, it's still the same. Either way, we'll get that all settled out right now. Due up here and taking ball one is Aaron. No, sorry, it's Blake Morgan. The left-handed hitting first baseman. I see now. There's a new right fielder. I got it. It's Patrick Schrodes, who's in the right field for Ryan Miller. That was 4-3. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I was trying to figure out position, second base, first base, and guys in the room to the left working really hard, and I appreciate that as the count goes to 0-2. On Morgan. Cody Kirik back out there after hitting the grand slam, working his fourth inning. 0-2 pitch on the way and swung on and missed. Morgan frustrated with himself as he's set down with the strikeout. That's the sixth already for Kirik. Second time Morgan's been set down by the strikeout here tonight. He's now 0-2 as Aaron Bergstrom comes to the plate. Bergstrom, right-handed hitting shortstop. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. Q Keurig, 6 Ks and a grand slam. How do you like that for your first ever Cal Ripken World Series game? Still time to add to it. 1-0 pitch. Inside and low, so the count's 2-0. Pitch on the way. And that one inside and low again, so the count goes to 3-0 here. Nobody on, one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Glenn Clark with you from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen. 3-0 pitch, and that one inside and low again, and so a four-pitch walk from Keurig to Bergstrom. And Keurig had done a pretty good job of avoiding walks so far. It's just the third that he's allowed now here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Zach Wiener, right-handed hitting right fielder. And he takes first pitch for strike one. Wiener, a Phillies fan like most of the players on this Marlton roster, but unlike a lot of the players, his favorite baseball player is actually Baltimore Orioles third baseman Manny Machado, as the 0-1 pitch gets away from the catcher Kupchinski, and that allows Bergstrom to scamper down to second base. So the count's 1-1. Middle Atlantic champs are going to have to battle back into this one. Chip away that 4-1 advantage for Harford County. A chance now to do it with the runner in scoring position. That's a fly ball towards right field, but it's going to get out of play. Foul. The right fielder, first baseman, and second baseman all giving chase, and so the count will go to 1-2. And Wiener, one of two players in this Middle Atlantic team to list Manny Machado as their favorite baseball player of anyone. Aaron Bergstrom, as we mentioned, who's on second base, is actually not a Phillies fan at all. He says his favorite team is the Orioles. And his favorite player also, Manny Machado. 1-2 pitch on the way, not offering enough. And I'll check at first base, but no, that'll be ball two, because that one was inside. So the count evens up two apiece. Jackson Edelman due up next. And looking the runner back to second base is Keurig. What a moment. Keurig hitting that grand slam here in the bottom of the third inning. Now that one flies towards right field again, but that also gets out of play and actually more along the lines of first base. And so Wiener stays alive in the at-bat. 2-2 the count. Keurig's throwing a bunch of pitches. Good news for these teams by playing tonight. They get an off day tomorrow. Don't have to play again until Sunday. 2-2 pitch, that one low, and so the count will go full at 3-2. Keurig walked the last batter, Bergstrom. Now in danger here against Wiener at the full count. Comes set. He delivers that one, ruled a ball. That was very close pitch, just a little bit low. And so now back-to-back walks and two runners on. And Jackson Edelman will come to the plate representing the tying run here in the fourth inning. And how poetic is that? After surrendering the grand slam, he has the opportunity here to tie it up himself with two runners on, just one down. We're going to have a meeting at the mound ahead of the Edelman at bat. And we'll see if Middle Atlantic head coach Rob Reynolds, sorry, if Harford County head coach Dave Miller decides to stick with Cody Keurig, who's been excellent but has lost the last two batters to walks. Night one here at the Cal Ripken World Series. What a tremendous event this is every year, as we've been talking about. These Harford County champions, the Hickory Hornets, have been here the last few years. Not the same age group, obviously. This group of players, it's their first time here. You have to be 12 years old. First pitch taken the inside corner for strike one to Edelman. Edelman walked his first at bat back in the second inning. Now comes up representing the tying run with Bergstrom at second and Wiener at first. That pitch sent towards second base. It gets over the head of the second baseman, Howard, all the way to the wall in right center field. Up with it is the center fielder, Frezza. He fires it in, but not before two runs come in to score. Now they got the runner hung up between first and second, and they will get Edelman there, but not before he drives in a pair to make this a 4-3 game. A rocket to right center field. Edelman gets a pair of RBI. Unfortunately for him, he's out as he decided on delay to go to second base. But he gets his team right back into this game in the process. That'll bring up Adrian Hernandez. Now at the base is empty and two down. Wiener and Bergstrom both come in to score. 4-3 the score now in the bottom of the fourth, the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Hernandez, fouled off to the right side for strike one. Hernandez struck out looking in the second inning. Keurig kicks, delivers inside, little low. Waiting to see that affirmed on the scoreboard. It looked like a ball to me. They've been a little generous with the plate tonight. Yeah, that was a ball, 1-1. Now Hernandez towards shortstop, off the glove of Archibald. He scrambles to pick it up, but he's not going to have a play. We'll see if that's ruled a hit or an error, but either way, Hernandez is on first base here with two down. So a little rally here. Great response for the Middle Atlantic champions. After giving up four runs in the bottom of the third, they score two themselves. Looks like that's going to be ruled a hit. It was a hard-hit ball and a tough play for Archibald. So a single for Hernandez. That brings up Chris Bonifiglia, the center fielder. He takes inside, ball one. Bonifiglia doubled. First of back-to-back doubles in the third inning to score the first run of the game, the first run of the Cal Ripken World Series. If he can reach, extend the inning for Colin Griffin. Fouls off the 1-1 pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Cody Keurig's got to be thinking about his seventh strikeout and getting out of this jam that he found himself in after hitting the grand slam in the bottom of the third. Now runner going, delayed throw down from Kupchinski on ball two, not going to get Hernandez. So Hernandez scampers into scoring position. Here with two down and a chance for Bonifiglia with a base hit to even this one up. 2-2 count. Keurig, that one fouled down the third baseline on the ground. And Bonifiglia stays alive. Bonifiglia, as I mentioned, doubled to left center field. A hard hit ball on the third. He scored on Colin Griffin's double one batter later. Now with a chance, any sort of base hit right now could very well tie this game up at four in a race, a 4-1 deficit coming into the inning. Two runs already in, courtesy of Jackson Edelman. And the 2-2 pitch well outside, and so the count will go full, 3-2. Bonifiglia, right-handed hitting, center fielder. Digs in, full count. Keurig comes set. He delivers. And got the inside corner. Huge strike three there. But not before damage done here in the top of the fourth inning. Two runs on two hits, one left. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth, Harford County leads 4-3. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
Do, do, do. I can't believe it. Do, do, do. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Do, do, do.
the flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef, starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation varies.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. Glenn Clark with you with Harford County on top of the Middle Atlantic Champions from Marlton, New Jersey. 4-3. All the runs scored in the last two innings. Things have really picked up on a fun opening night here at Cal Seniors Yard. Another change as we head to the bottom of the fourth. As Aaron Bergstrom will come in to pitch, Jackson Edelman will move to short. Edelman pitched three innings. Leading off, Kyle Ball, the right-handed hitting extra player. He takes ball one outside, and he struck out looking his first at bat in the second inning. Bergstrom, right-handed hitting pitch, a right-handed throwing pitcher. That one's right down the middle, and the count evens up at one apiece. And that one outside, and so the count goes to 2-1. Trying to get a final line for Edelman. It's a 2-1 pitch on the way to Ball. Just misses the outside corner. And so the count is 3-1. Edelman threw three innings. He allowed those four runs all off the one big swing from Cody Keurig. This count now goes full as Ball misses that one. 3-2. And he offers, waves, can't get it. It's the second time he's gone down via the strikeout. So Aaron Bergstrom's first batter he faces is his first strikeout of the game. And that brings up the second baseman, Patrick Howard, with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bergstrom kicks, delivers. First pitch to Howard, up high, ball one. Edelman struck out two during his three innings. The 1-0 pitch, up high for ball two. Patrick Howard, one at bat here tonight. He grounded out to short. Back in the second inning, he lays off of that one. The count, oh, that one got the corner. Okay, 2-1. I got a pretty good vantage point, but apparently not as good. My eyesight isn't as good as I thought. That one popped up to first base, and laying out for that is Morgan, and he makes a great catch in foul territory. Tremendous play made by Blake Morgan there on a short pop-up between home plate and first base. He got on it quickly and sacrificed his body in order to come up with that one for the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up Patrick Schrodes, his first at bat of the game, takes ball one. Schrodes came in to replace Ryan Miller in right field. Miller was 0-for-1, grounded out the second in the second inning. Outside corner, count evens up one apiece. And that pitch gets away from the catcher Reynolds, but nobody's on base, so no damage done. Counts 2-1. 2-1 the count. Bergstrom kicks. He delivers. That one on the outside corner. And so the count evens up again at 2-2. If Schrodes can reach, Jonah Vujanic, who walked and scored on the Grand Slam, would come up next, but that's not going to happen because Schrodes will go down swinging. And Bergstrom enters, delivers a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning, and we will head to the fifth. It's just a one-run game. Harford County on top, 4-3 here at the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And it looks like Cody Kurek's going to stay out there for the fifth inning. He's been great tonight. Let's see. We do have a change as Patrick Schrodes and Matt Archibald will switch spots for Harford County. Schrodes will go to shortstop, and Archibald will head out to right field. But it will be Cody Kurek digging back in with the 4-3 lead. He faces Colin Griffin to lead off here in the top of the fifth inning. Griffin fouls the first pitch away to the right side. Counts 0-1. Second pitch towards third base, but just foul. So the count's 0-2 now. Colin Griffin doubled his first time up in the third inning, an RBI double. That carried all the way out to the wall in right center field. Plated Chris Bonifiglia ahead of him. Now into the count as Kurek kicks and he delivers. Takes something off of that to get the strikeout. Nice change up there from Kurek to deliver strikeout number 7 on the night to go with the grand slam at the plate. And so one down here in the fifth inning, as Blake Weinstein will come up. Right-handed hitting left fielder. Weinstein struck out swinging back in the third. Gets a piece of that one. And actually gets a good amount of it, but it's well foul. Behind first base. Weinstein, I guess, was not aware that was foul. He actually ran all the way down to first base and had to be informed. Got to go back and do it again. 0-1 the count. Kurek delivers. Weinstein can't catch up with that one. It looked to be low and in. So the count goes to 0-2. Actually, looks like there was a change, and I got to apologize. It's actually Ryan Furman who's at the plate. Ryan Furman in the 0-2 hole. My apologies, came in. Now he's the new left fielder replacing Weinstein. He lays off of that one off the outside corner. So that's ball one. The count's 1-2. Due up next, top of the order, Ethan Stith. Furman takes that one low and in, and the count evens up at 2 apiece. And we've seen this a little bit from Kurek tonight where he's gotten ahead in the count and then is allowed the hitters to work their way back into it. 2-2 pitch on the way here. And that one chopped towards short. Now charging in is the third baseman, Pertel. He's up with it, fires over on a hop. Great pick by McElhaney to get the out. Two down here in the top of the fifth. And that'll bring up leadoff hitter Ethan Stith. Stith 0-for-1. Did walk and steal a base back in the first inning, and then he flew out the right field in the third. Trying to get a rally going here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing 4-3. Kurek's pitch grounded towards second base. Howard up with it cleanly. He fires over to first, and 1-2-3 go the Marlton Reds here in the top of the fifth. Harford County continues to lead 4-3. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
What's better than having Sprint, America's fastest network? Saving 50% on most national carrier rates. What's even better than that? Switching to Sprint, buying a 64 or 128 gig iPhone 6S, and getting iPhone 6S of equal or lesser value free when you add a second line. Plus, try us out for 30 days. If you're not satisfied, return your phone and we'll refund your money. It doesn't get any better than that. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/halfprice, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid port and must choose from port and carrier rates. Applies to Verizon plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2, 5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mo simple choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. $31.25 a month, 64 gigabytes or $35.42 for 128 gigabytes for 24-month installment. Second phone free after monthly credit. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Fastest based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bunch of changes we get here, and we're going to try to catch up with all of them. Sorry, 6 for 4, 5 to pitcher, 15 to third base, and 2 to left field. Perfect. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So let's catch you up on those for Harford County as we come back in here. In the bottom of the fifth inning, actually, it'll be from Middle Atlantic that the changes will be. So that means Jackson Edelman goes to third base. It means that Adrian Hernandez goes out to left field. Got a new pitcher as well. The new pitcher is number 5, Blake Morgan. Made the fine defensive play over at first base. Morgan now a 1-0 count. And that pitch fouled off by Jonah Vujanic. 1-1 the count. And also one more change as Blake Weinstein comes back into the game. It appears in left field. So we think we got caught up on all of those moves. 2-1 the count. Morgan on the mound. And pitch gets just enough of the inside corner for strike two. Harford County leading 4-3 over Middle Atlantic, and this is the first game of the Cal Ripken World Series. Vujanic fouls that one off. Stays alive. 2-2 the count. Vujanic walked and scored. He was aboard for the Keurig Grand Slam back in the third. 2-2 pitch. Vujanic fouls it off again on the ground down the first base side. Make sure we got caught up on all those changes. Morgan, as we mentioned, is in the pitch. And that one on the ground, the second, Stith up with it. He fires it over for out number one. Nice to get an insurance run for Harford County here. Leading 4-3, headed towards the sixth inning. Lucas Frezza. Now up with nobody on and one down. Frezza's 2-for-2. He doubled the left field in the first. And he singled in the infield in the third. He makes a little bit of contact and fouls off that pitch. The count's 0-1. He also was aboard for the Grand Slam from Keurig. Morgan delivers the 0-1 pitch. Put some heat on that. It's just low, however, so the count evens up at one apiece. After Frezza, Nick Kupczynski do up next. Chopper towards the hole, and it's going to scoot through to left field for a base hit for Frezza. So what a game for Lucas Frezza now, 3-for-3. And a nice hard hit ball right through the hole between third and short, right between Edelman and Bergstrom. And that brings up Nick Kupczynski, right-handed hitting catcher. He walked and also was aboard for the Keurig Grand Slam in the third. So he scored a run. Diving back into first base is Frezza with Morgan tossing it over. Pitch on the way. Kupczynski takes it. Outside corner, strike one. Morgan working quickly here. He delivers that one well off the plate and outside. The count evens up at one apiece. Frezza on first has not gone yet. And going around on that one was Kupczynski. So the count goes to 1-2. One down, runner on first. Bottom of the fifth inning. Chance for Harford to add on to what is a 4-3 lead. Takes that one in the dirt. Very close pitch. Count evens up two apiece. Surprised Frezza has not gone yet. Maybe it's because it's a left-handed pitcher and Morgan's had a good look at him to try to keep him nearby. 2-2 pitch. Morgan comes set. Delivers. That one chopped towards third base, but foul. Skupchinski stays alive in this at-bat. Brendan Pertell due up next for Harford County. Cody Kurek, couple of batters away. After that grand slam, you'd love to give him another opportunity to hit here in this one. Be interesting also to see if Harford County will stick it out with Kurek and let him come back out for the sixth inning. Big cut, but unable to get that is Kupchinski, so that's a strikeout. Goes down swinging for the first time tonight. It's the first strikeout recorded by Morgan. And that'll bring up with two down and Frezza on first base. That third baseman, Brendan Pertell. Pertell takes the first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Pertell has reached just one time, so by an error. Stole a base back in the first and a fly out to center field. The base is loaded in the third inning. Takes that pitch off the outside corner for ball one. So one and one the count. Frezza still at first base. As Pertell fouls it back into the net for strike two. So for Morgan, hoping to try to get out of this, get his team back into the dugout, and give his hitters a chance to score one more run. He's got the best part of the order coming up, including himself, Colby Reynolds, Blake Morgan, Aaron Bergstrom, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. The Middle Atlantic lineup due up in the top of the sixth. Try to even this one up or take the lead. 1-2 pitch. That's called strike three. So Kurek will end the inning in the on-deck circle. And we will head to the top of the sixth inning. It's just a one-run game. One runner each is here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, one left on. It's 4-3, Harford County on top of Middle Atlantic. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
And we head to the top of the sixth inning. Harford County on top 4-3, trying to finish off an opening victory here at the Cal Ripken World Series. Middle Atlantic trying to stop that from happening. They send up Colby Reynolds, Blake Morgan, and Aaron Bergstrom against out there for his sixth inning of work. Man who's been great tonight, Cody Kurek, or the young man who's been great tonight. First pitch from Kurek to Reynolds, low and away for ball one. Kurek, excellent, allowing just those 3 runs, striking out 7. Over 5 innings so far, that one right down the middle, strike one, and providing all of the offense for Harford County, courtesy of a grand slam in the third inning. Some fans now chanting his name as he tries to finish this one off. 1-1 pitch, just inside, 2-1 the count. Reynolds, the right-handed hitting catcher, 0-2, struck out swinging in the first, grounded out right back to the pitcher in the third. Big cut at that one, can't catch up with it. So the count evens at 2-2. One of the things that Coach Joe Morgan said about his Middle Atlantic team ahead of this tournament was how proud he's been of them in getting to this point and rallying in games where they've trailed. Down 4-1 here tonight, and they've already gotten it back to 4-3, but they have a chance here in the sixth to get all the way back in this one and add one more rally. Last pitch fouled off, so 2-2. And that one fouled off again back into the net. Reynolds staying alive. Trying to get on base and get something going for these Marlton, New Jersey Reds, the pride of South Jersey. 2-2 pitch. Grounded towards short. In on it is Archibald, and he's up with it. He fires over to first for out number one. So Reynolds now 0-3 here tonight. And that'll bring up Blake Morgan. Morgan has had a frustrating night at the plate. He has been set down swinging twice. But Cody Couric, left-handed hitter, started the game at first base, came into pitch, recorded a couple of strikeouts in the bottom of the fifth. He takes that one on the inside corner for strike one. Morgan, the number three hitter in this lineup, just wants to get something going here. That one's on the outside corner for strike two. So Morgan in an 0-2 hole. One down here in the top of the sixth, trying to keep his team alive. And that one on the outside corner as well. Morgan doesn't like it. Frustrating. Three-pitch strikeout. And the third time he's been set down via strikeout here tonight. This time looking the eighth strikeout of the game for Cody Couric. And now with two outs, last hope is Aaron Bergstrom. Bergstrom will try to keep it alive. Prevent the game from ending right here. That pitch low. Ball one. Bergstrom, right-handed hitter. Started at shortstop. Moved the pitcher. 1-0 pitch. Inside. Count goes to 2-0. Bergstrom in the fourth inning drew a walk. He would score on Jackson Edelman's two-run single. Takes that one for a strike right down the middle. 2-1. If he can reach, the game would stay alive. Zach Wiener would be due up next. 2-1 pitch on the way from Couric. Lifted down the right field line. Foul, well out of play. So Middle Atlantic down to their final strike here on the opening night of the Cal Ripken World Series. Cody Couric, some fans coming to their feet. And he's going to get that final strike. Swung on and missed by Aaron Bergstrom. What a night for Cody Couric. And the Harford County champion Hickory Hornets. Couric with 9 strikeouts here this evening. Oh, and the only other thing he did was hit a grand slam to provide his team a 4-3 victory to open up the Cal Ripken World Series. What a night for that youngster who finishes it off in style, setting down Aaron Bergstrom with a strikeout swinging here to end the top of the sixth inning. Your final score in the opener, Harford County 4, Middle Atlantic 3. We'll come back and wrap this one up. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your store's needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
High drama here tonight on the first night of the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series, and pretty special moment for Cody Carrick as he records 9 strikeouts, and he's about to be recognized as the player of the game, the player of the game for Middle Atlantic being recognized right now on the field. That's Jackson Edelman, who had quite the night himself, including a 2-run single to right center field. But Cody Carrick, 10 strikeouts, and that grand slam to provide Harford County a 4-3 win here this evening over Middle Atlantic. Your final numbers from tonight: Harford County, 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Middle Atlantic, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, who else? Cody Carrick. The loser tonight, unfortunately, despite his efforts, Jackson Edelman. These teams will be off tomorrow. Return to action on Sunday. Harford County will take on the Southeast Champs at 12 o'clock. Actually, that's at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And then the Middle Atlantic champions will take on Pacific Northwest at 3 p.m. Both of those games on Sunday will be at Nationals Field. We got a busy day ahead tomorrow. 7 games, 4 right here at Cal Seniors Yard. It all kicks off at 12 o'clock. Puerto Rico and Korea, followed by Maryland against Southwest. Then tomorrow night, New Zealand, Australia at 5:30, followed by Mexico and Japan. Tomorrow on Nationals Field, all kicks off also at noon. Canada and Dominican Republic, and Pacific Southwest and New England. And at 5:30, Southeast and Ohio Valley on the first full day of play here at the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Pete Medhurst will be with you for the first 2 games here at Cal Seniors Yard. I'll have the next 2. And Jordan McGill will have the first 2 games over at Nationals Field on tomorrow's schedule. What a night here tonight. Opening night of the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. High drama, 1-run game, and the offense being provided via grand slam from Cody Carrick. Thanks to all of you for joining us here on night 1. Thanks to everybody at Maroon PR and the folks at Ripken Baseball, as well as my producer, Steve Clendenin, for making this happen. Again, your final score: Harford County, 4. And the champions of the Middle Atlantic, 3. As Harford County opens up the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series with a victory. Thanks for being a part of it. We will be back tomorrow with 7 games. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. I am Glenn Clark saying have a great evening.
Your personal career plan is complex. It takes commitment and a relevant education. What if you could design your own career or even reinvent it? Be the architect of your future. At Stevenson University, we provide you with the building blocks for success in today's in-demand careers and for the future. Our adult undergraduate degree programs let you study online at your own pace while you gain knowledge, skills, and experiences. Take the complexity out of your career path. Visit Stevenson.edu now.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.